Hello, Lara Hines with the latest headlines from ABC News. Homicide detectives are urging witnesses to come forward after a fatal shooting at a Sydney cafe. A solicitor was shot dead in Bankstown this afternoon as locals watched on. Police believe it was a targeted attack. A Japanese soldier has been killed in an avalanche in central Japan that appears to have been triggered by a volcanic eruption. At least 11 people were injured, and several of them critically. The erupting volcano sent rocks raining down over a kilometre-wide area. There's been a potential breakthrough in the standoff between the Sydney Train Drivers Union and the New South Wales government. The dispute has been threatening to bring Sydney's rail network to a standstill with a 24-hour strike next week. The state government has put forward an offer that the union will consider. And Melbourne has paused to remember the six people who were killed in a Bourke Street car attack 1 year ago. Families, bystanders, first responders and dignitaries gathered at a public memorial service to reflect on the many lives that were forever changed by the tragedy. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.